know, I think we got a pretty good feel for 1, 2, 3, but who's 4, 5, 6? You know, once you get kind of after that third person there, it's trying to figure out who the rest of them are and how they can help us not only on offense but on special teams, and how we can ensure if we have someone, knock on wood, go down, that we have the right person, profile, size, speed, whatever it is, to make sure we don't drop too far with that next spot. So always trying to figure out the puzzle of the roster this time of year and the numbers and how it's going to affect special teams and vice versa.
Sean McDermott on wide receiver. Someone yelling at the radio. They're talking about receiver again. Sorry, they got Davis coming in. There's McDermott on the depth of the position. They know who 1, 2, 3 is. Coleman, Shakir, and Palmer.
Yep.
It's fine. We'll see if Davis signs. 803-0550 is the phone number. Get to a Colts thing in a little bit, but phone call first. Dennis in Lockport is next up. What's up, Dennis?
Hey, guys. Great show. Hey, question for you. What do you guys think about, like, Rasul Douglas or Simmons possibly getting Buffalo looking at them for some help in the backfield?
You know, so...
And I do like Gabe. I want Gabe back.
Yeah. Thanks, Dennis, for the call. On Douglas, I mentioned this last segment that he had experience playing safety in college. He made the switch to corner in the NFL. He has not really played safety at all in the NFL. He has said, or it's been said, that he could switch to safety late in his career. But I don't know. Like, it's a lot. A guy's never done it. He hasn't done it in a decade. And he's going to walk in and start for me and be better at it than Cole Bishop is. Maybe you bring him in and start seeing if he wants to practice it. But I don't seriously think about Douglas right now. You want to bring him in to play corner? I don't really need that either.
Yep.
Right? I don't know what's going to happen with him. There's still two important former Bills. Important. I mean, they traded for them at deadlines. Mm-hmm. Third-round picks. Douglas and Amari Cooper, just not on teams.
Not on teams at all.
Not even a peep about. Like, Douglas visited Miami.
Yep.
But that was it, and that didn't happen. And then Cooper, have you heard Amari Cooper's name?
No.
All offseason, anywhere?
No.
Like, he's just not going to play football
anymore?
He
did seem to have lost quite a bit towards the end of last season.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how much of that was because of the injury issue that he had while he got here, but like after he got here. But it's not like he was not playable. I mean, he was out there. He was playing.
He was out. He made that incredible jump ball catch against the Jets.
Yep.
Right? He had that huge game against the Rams.
Yep.
But yeah, otherwise.
Like, I do wonder how much they at the time, how much they wanted Devontae Adams.
Oh, I think they did a lot.
Yeah.
I think they were. And I bet they were close.
I'm sure they were.
I mean, they traded for Cooper 30 seconds after Adams was off the table.
Yeah.
As if, like, well, I guess that's gone. Let's go with hit the button on plan B. That's how it felt. And, man, how different would that have been? How different Ooh. Would everything have been? Would he still be on the team?
I think so.
Although the Rams did pay him a pretty
number. They did, a pretty penny. Yeah.
I mean, Adams, it would be interesting if they had acquired him at the deadline. He, with the Jets, in 11 games, had 114 targets. I don't think he would have done that here.
No.
67 catches, 854 yards, and 7 touchdowns. Listen, he might not have had 114 targets, but I think he would have been a lot more productive than Cooper was.
A lot more.
And then what? And then, I mean, it would have kind of been like they had a number one wide receiver.
It would have been. Then they would have. Yeah, they would have had
a number one. He would have been treated more like a number one receiver than anybody else that was in their offense last year, I assume. But he's off the table. They didn't get that one done. Yeah, it just, the ads at this time of the year, they can happen. I don't ever expect them to make a difference in week one. Is that fair? Like, you could sign a guy now. You want to sign Douglas. You want to sign, you know, you're not going to sign Cooper. You want to bring Justin Simmons in? You want to bring Jordan Whitehead in to be in the safety room and replace Derek Forrest or replace Cam Lewis? I'm not thinking about them starting week one. But what's kind of been the theme of the Bills when we talk about them in the offseason for years now? It's, Well, how much does the regular season even really matter? January, right? Joey Bosa, wrap him in bubble wrap for the entirety of the season. Get him healthy for January. If you want to sign and you want to think about the Bills adding a Justin Simmons or a Jordan Whitehead, a veteran starting safety that is available right now in the league, it wouldn't be necessarily to play right away and beat the Ravens with that player. It would be, can that guy be a good option, a better option for me when I'm lining up against the Chiefs, the Ravens, and the Bengals in January?
Right.
That's what you want him for.
Yep. Yeah, it's not about week one. At this point, no move you make is going to be about week one.
No, because they're probably not even playing. They're probably not even starting.
A little bit of it is just going to be insurance, which, they should have did in April, in March. They should have had insurance outside of a guy that they already thought we want to be better than. They didn't have to re-sign DeMar Hamlin. They did.
They did. It was no money, right? Like $1-2 million.
Yes.
What was the move though? Like, what level of safety should they have brought in to go with Cole Bishop? Like, they shouldn't have signed Justin Reed, right? That was $10 million.
They brought in Julian Blackman. They liked him, and then he went to the Saints, and now he's starting for the Saints.
Yep, next to Justin Reed.
And
Justin Reed this offseason signed 3 years, $10 million. They shouldn't have done that, right? Should they have signed Javon Holland? That was $15 million. Should they have gone all out? How about Jeremy Chinn signed for $8 million? You mentioned Julian Blackman. He only signed for $3 million.
Yeah. $3 million starting safety. Okay.
Andre Sisco signed for $8 million with the Jets. Eric Murray signed for $6 million with the Jaguars. Maybe that like middle tier.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. One of those players should have been brought in.
Hamlin signed for $2 million. By the way, free agent options. I mentioned Simmons and Whitehead. There's one other guy that could become available because Kyle Duggar is on like bubble watch in New England.
He's not getting cut.
He was playing with the third stringers.
So, did you see? Do you know
they're gonna try to trade him? And
you
then,
know the contract that he signed?
No, I don't.
4 years, $58 million. It'd be a $23 million dead cap hit to cut him this year. The out in that contract is not until next year.
Well, it'd be $23 million if they'd done it before July 1st. It would right now be $14 million this year and $9 million next year. I will say that's
a lot.
It sounds like a lot, but we're living here.
They have like $50 million in cap space.
I was gonna say we're living here in Bill's life where the Bills have like
1.6 million.
Yeah, like 2,000 in cap space. New England's got like 60 million in cap space, so they might be able to afford it. 803-0550 is the phone number. The Colts are going with Daniel Jones. We got something to say about that when we come back.